How many first are the first time they are here?
Oh!
You know something for the others? Sorry, but you will have to suffer my little sorry again. Yeah, you know, I was in a family of 23. I am the 23rd in my family. My mom was a great mom, a saint. And my dad was great also. And he died when I was 10 years old. And my mom, 1 year before, I was ordained priest. So I was in my heart, you know, the yard of my, the house of the family, I think around 4 or 5 years old. And I was playing with my truck, you know, in front. And the truck was so simple. We have a piece of wood, and we take, you know, four wheel was the what you use for the pot, to close the pot, you know, and we put some nail, and this is my big truck. It was. Yes, the better one, you know. So I was, and I heard the father said, Michel, yes. He said, a day you will travel. I said, travel? What it mean, travel? You know, I don't know, I have no cue. He said, you will go to the other place. Without my mom? He said, yes. Oh. He wasn't disturbing me too much, but, you know, it was questioning me. And today I am here with you. Without my mom. See, this is our life. And what I said that to you, because, you know, every life, it's precious in the end of the Lord. And when you were created with love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and through the love of your parents also. So every one of you have a special, special attention by the Lord, because you are gifted in a way that the other is not. Everyone is unique, you know. And because of this, you receive the blessing of the Father, the Eternal Father. And He doesn't want have nobody of you to be loose. And this is why, you know, it was the same for every person on earth. Sometime I was sitting in the airport with Philip or the other guys, and, you know, I was sitting there, so many people passing through, and I said to the Lord, you know each other. Each one of them. And you don't know, you know all their sin. What a counter he is. You know, this is something, huh? We cannot imagine that. It's normal, you know, to frequent the people, but that everyone is personally known by the Lord and love. How great heart he have, huh? Better than us, because we can love us, but so many people at the same time. It's so great. Huh? And this is why, you know, this story, it's a story of life. So I was young, and the father started to talk to me around 3 years old. I know that because of my bicycle. My parents buy me a bicycle with three wheels. So I know that I have 3 years old. You know, when you are young, you don't think about analyze the thing. You have concrete things to remember. So it was. And at that moment, it was a conversation, and always a conversation, normal conversation, with simple word, you know, used by my age. And he made me understanding a lot of things. I think that I made my first theology was there, you know. And through that step, a day around 6 years old, I encountered the sin. The sin, I mean the devil. And the devil was in a person. So when I saw this person, I saw the devil acting in her, in this person. And, you know, he was making her, it was not a woman. I use her because I use person. It's a feminine form, huh? Yes, okay, thank you, Tara. So, and because of this, I just want to identify nobody. And, you know, and I can see the devil influencing her thinking, her manner to move, and everything. And also, I can see the heart was blocked. Heart mean love. This person have a cold heart. Was blocked, even love was blocked. And I saw that the movement, you know, that she do, the devil was there, making the move. I was impressed by that, you know. And I realized that the evil exists, and I talked to God, what it is? He said, it is the devil who act in a person when they are in sin. I said, what is a sin? Every time that they do something against me, against, you know, your brothers and sisters, but, you know, it can be large in this, and against my will, and against the teaching that I give you. Oh, yeah. And the other step was, you know, that when I encounter the evil through the sickness of my father. My father has a cancer. He has a big cancer, you know, and nobody can treat him. And he was suffering so much that he cannot breathe. So we have to give him the oxygen for that. But, you know, at that time, we don't have this machine. We have nothing, you know. So I remember during the winter time, we have to keep the window open and the door open of the house. And we were sleeping, you know, and I can see the ice. At the ceiling of the house, because under the cold time you have more oxygen, and it's making him breathe, you know, better. And we were all willing to be like that because we want the being, you know, the well-being of my father. So this is why we consent for that. But I remember, and a day I questioned. I said, why this sickness? Why he had this? And he said, you remember when I talked to you about the original sin? I said that the original sin brings sickness in the body. And this is a consequence of the original sin. And I said, why the cancer? He said, because the limitation of the body that he had make a favorable, you know, sickness of cancer. You understand what I mean?
No, say that again.
I will try my best English, you know. It means that, you know, the limitation of his body have, because it was in the way that his body was weak, it's open like a door for this sickness in him, you know. But it was not because his fault. It was, you know, the weakness of his body. But you know something, my never I heard my father revolt against God with his sickness. I never heard him. More, he was a joker. And a day, you know, we had a big storm. And when I talk about a storm of snow, this is not 40 feet, you know, 45 inches. It's more than that, you know. And the road was blocked, everything was blocked, and Dad was so sick. And Mom said to Gaetan, go and have the priest. He goes with his snowmobile, you know, on the snow, and there was a storm. And it was Jean-Marc Desrosiers, the priest, who arrived, you know, with the big thing on the snowmobile during the snowstorm. It was so nice. He entered in the house, he said, where is Emil? Emil was the name of my father. And he said, the room over there, and he goes there, you know. He stayed with him, he gave him the last rite, he prayed with him. And he came back and he laughed. He said, what? Mom said, why are you laughing? Oh, he will not die. And she said, how come? He said, because he joked. He joked. What he said? He said, do you believe that Jesus will understand my slang language? Because he was not speaking the very, you know, the French language as the Paris speaker. So he called that slang language. So, and he said he will not die. So it was true 2 years after he died. Yeah. But this is the way, you know. This is another encounter that I have. And finally, my first, you know, my first knowledge of my own sin. Because I am a man. Can you believe that? Yeah. Little one, but I am. So I have to me also and to improve myself, because this is a part of our, I will say, combat of faith. We have to implement in our heart, in our body, in our mind, what we have to do to be in the will of the Eternal Father. And because of this, we have to fight against the will, the evil, to according to the will of the Father. And this is why, you know, I encounter my own. And they are not easy to fight, I assure you. Yeah. So proud. You can see how much I'm proud. Huh? Terrible guy. So, and then, you know, we have a lot of things. But I will tell you my first, I will say my first big sin. I can tell you that. It's me who done this. It's not the others. I have a little, you know, I have 55 nephews. I was uncle before I born. So, and because we are 23 in my family, you know. And 15 years ago now, I count how many grandnephews I have. We have 250 at that time. So I start to count. So the first one, you know, that I can call you, my little nephew, Claude. And he was there and playing with me. And my dad take him, you know, and put him on his leg and make him dancing, you know, as the dad did sometime. Oh, oh, jealous. I'm terrible, you know. And I said, you. So, when he goes out, I said, come and play with me. But you know, we have electric wires. Who goes around the fence, you know, for the pig. When the pig, you know, the pig are crazy, huh? And the electric wire was on the red things that it's like a plastic thing, you know. And they pass and go, and when the pig go, it's red, you know. And they did that often because they have a hard head, you know. And me, I saw, I was pushing him. Pushing him again. You know? And Mama hear that. And she came out and said, Michel, what are you doing there? I said, playing. Second sin. I lie. So she came and correct me, you know. But she put me in the corner. Meaning in the corner like that, you know. Facing against the wall. So it was half of the day. Nothing happened. She said, you have a really stubborn head, you know. So she came to me and she said, why have you done this? I said, because he was on the leg of my father's and he make him dancing in me. I want to be at his place. And she said, no, you don't understand. Your father loves you. You are his son. And he loves also your nephew. I start to cry, you know, it was harder than if you have slapped me, I think. Because I realized what love mean. Love mean so much, not only for one. We are not ego, you know, and love is for everyone. And particularly when you are in the spirit of God, it means that love, it's there. Not only for your own blood, your family blood, but for your brothers and sisters around the world. So we are created at his image and his resemblance. So it was, and after that, I have to wait. I was too young to be confessed. Wow. So I feel guilty in front of the Father. But you know, he was so great, he continued to talk. In a way that he educated me more and more deeply until the time I had my first confession. But my first confession was great, but my first communion was so great because, you know, I was playing outside. Well, I was a little bit bigger, so I have a little bit truck. It means a piece of wood was bigger. And you know, and I was playing outside. And he came. But this time he called me. He said, "Michel." Oh my God. So I stop and I look around. And I go enter in the house with my mom. I said, "Mom, you called me." She said, "No." I said, "Mom, somebody called me." She said, no, Mom doesn't call you. And your brothers and sisters are all in the field working for the you know, it was a time to grab the. And they said, "They are not here. So return and play." So I return outside. And secondly, "Michel!" Oh, my Lord. I said, and I go inside and I said, "Mom, you called me." She said, "No, nobody called you. Return and play." So I return outside and I play. And finally, I heard this one, you know, "Michelle." So deeply that I enter and I said, "Mom, you called me." She looked at me and she said this thing, "You will see the next time you will hear this voice. Speak, Lord, your servant listen." I said, "Okay." And I never heard the voice after. How come you laugh? But you know, I went with my mom to the church. It was a time for my first communion. And you know the text, the first text was, the text was reading, the first reading was there, was this one, "Samuel, Samuel, oh my, it was me." Second time, third time, and the prophet Elijah said, "The next time you will hear this voice said, speak, Lord, your servant." Yes. So my mom said exactly the same thing. It means that she knows, you know? And plus, God has not speaking after because he wants me to hear the voice of the Word of God. It's important what I said. You know, it seemed to be, "Oh, no, everything is important. You're so precious, you know?" Can you understand that every time that you hear a prophet or a prophecy from this time, or a message, can be a locution, or can be vision, can be a visionary. Every time you hear something, it cannot be against the Word of God. The Word of God will always confirm the prophets, because the Word of God is the principle of everything. This is the first revelation we have from our eternal Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And through the church, this Word of God has been exposed, explained, instruction for the people of God. So every prophet who acts in the name of Jesus the Lord will always be judged by this Word of God. So when I hear that, you know, I know that I will become like the one in front. You know, at that time, the word priest was not too much in my head. The one who was doing this, you know, in front of everyone behind the altar. I know that I will be a priest. But I know that since I was young, since 3 years old. But it was growing and, you know, more affirm in my life. So, to make a short story, you know, I went, I studied, I made different things, and I studied also how I was, you know, that to have the money for for my study. I sailed the fish. You know, I was going to where the big boat are, and we packed all the things, and we passed by the road, and we knocked the door, we sailed the fish. I was a sailor, a fish. I was not here. I have at that time 17. And you know something? I was the best one who sailed. Because, you know, the people laugh so much, they buy. And I don't know why they laugh. But, you know, when you are looking that, I studied my theology. I began the theology in the seminary of Quebec, and I did my philosophy, my theology. And at the time that I will be intern to be ready to be ordained for the priest, you know, something happened in this seminary. I have to declare something to the rector. The sin was there. The sins who are in the scandal of the church today. You know, I went to the rector and I declared that. And I was, and they keep them and they put me out. Because, you know, they said that I was too much spiritual. And they used the fact that I was, you know, saying the rosary outside of the seminary. And it was, for them, it was too much. Too much spiritual. Out. So I accept that. But in the same time, you know, it was when I was rejected like that, I felt that, you know, somebody, I felt that a knife entered. I was stabbed, you know, and I felt that in my heart. It was going through my heart. You know, it was really painful. And so painful that I almost faint at that moment. And, you know, it was okay because the Lord has many ways to play with the clay that we are, you know, and to model us. So at that time, it gave me the opportunity to study in different area that was never used by the normal teaching of the priest in the seminary. So I went and I was named for the liturgy of the Archdiocese of Rimouski, and I have also three others, you know, dioceses to supervise as a liturgist. Can you imagine? They put me out and they make me in a position like that. God knows why. So, and after a while, you know, I quit all these things and I went to a new group in Amos, in the diocese of Amos, and this name was under the Benedict Labre. It was a priest there, Roser Duga, who always is there. He's 92 now, I think. Yeah. And but we were together, but the bishop at that time stole the priest of, you know, this new group, religious group. I said stole because he managed with them in a way that when they were ordained, they become just diocesan priest, so they were no more with him. So he was so much disappointed, he resigned, and he closed this fraternity. So me, I returned in Montreal, and I opened a center for the young people who are on the street. I take the people to the 18 to 21, and for drugs and everything, prostitution and everything. And at that moment, I was, you know, I was with my degree of, in psychanalysis degree, and I have people who work for me in this, you know, house of, and we were numerous people. And suddenly my mom had this cancer, and this cancer was so big that I know that she will die. And a day, you know, it was really hard. And I always thank the Lord for my mom because, you know, she was a so great person. And she died. And before the night, I said to the Virgin Mary, I cannot see my mom doing like this long time. You know, it's too much, Mama. I talked to Mary at that moment. And I said, oh, you do something. or you heal her during the night, or you come and take her. And during the night, I have a dream. It was my father who appeared in the dream. And he looked at me and smiled, and he did like that, you know. And a big field of wheat, golden wheat, was there. And suddenly, Mom was on the side, and my father the other side. I can see both of them. And he did this gesture to my mom. Come. And I saw him. And I saw my mom, and she was looking at me and smiled. And Dad was looking at me and made this sign. So I know what it means. And she goes and passed until the middle of the field. And she stopped there. And she looked at me. And she looked at Dad. And Dad make another time this movement, you know. And she smiled to me and go. And she died the day after. Yeah. This is great, huh? And this is alive. And when my mom died, just to say you how great she was, you know, she died at 5 minutes before midnight. And during 4 hours, she illuminated the room there. From her body, you know, come a light who was shining around her body. Every nurse, doctors from the hospital in Montreal, Sacred Heart Hospital in Montreal, came to see what they call phenomenon. They have no clue what it was. It was a sign of sanctity, you know? Yeah. So, and we did everything. And I have prayed with her before, you know, regarding this vocation. And I received a phone from my friend who called me to be in the diocese of Hearst to go and sing. You know, at that time I was able to sing, no more today. But you know, and I was there to sing 2 songs, the Litany of the Saint at the ordination, plus a song of the Holy Spirit with the modulation inside is so high that, you know, you need to have a little bit and I was able to do it at that time. And you want absolutely this song. I said, okay, I will go. And when I was there, you know, the bishop there was Roger Despatie, the name. And we start the ceremony and come, Litany of the Saint. And he was kneeling, you know, in front like that. We're praying for the ordination. And he heard a voice. He tell me that, you know, after, long time after, before he died. He heard the voice saying to him, my son, the one who sing the litany of my saint, I want you to ordain him. He said, and he looked, and he described that to me. He looked around and said, I become crazy. I hear a voice, you know. So he concentrated more himself, you know, for the prayer. And the voice came back. My son, I said you, the one who are singing the litany of my saint, I want you to ordain him. He said, this is Jesus. And he said to me, I heard the voice of Jesus one time in my life. It was for your ordination. Aww. This is great, huh? And so after that, he said, do you want to be priest? I said, yes, but I never find a bishop so intelligent to make a discernment. You know, every bishop make the discernment in the hand of the seminary. They have a team there, and they said, you take care of this. Nobody, you know, and if the team say yes, they say yes. If the team say no, they say no. They don't make the discernment. So this is what's happened in my life. You know, I was always in the end of the other, except in the end of the one who was supposed to make the discernment, that I call an apostle. So when he asked me, well, I said yes, but I never found a bishop, you know, so intelligent to make a discernment. This is why I said that to him. And he And he said, wow. He said, I call you, and I start to laugh. Because I think he was making a joke. He said, no, I am serious. I call you. I said, okay. So I quit. I was the president of my company there, and I quit everything. You know, I let everything behind me. I didn't want to have no money of this. You know, I let everything there. And I was waiting for the call. Because I know since the 12 years old, the Virgin Mary said to me that I will be priest in a, you know, I will be ordained in a parish dedicated to the Immaculate Heart. Immaculate Conception of Mary, sorry. And then he phoned me. He said, I have named you to the cathedral, the Assumption of Mary. I said, oh. I said, are you sure? He said, why? Oh, I said, okay, I will go. But I was not too much enthusiasm because it was not the word of Mary. You know? And 3 days after, he called me back. He said, Michel, something happened at the Assumption. I cannot name you there. So I will name you at the Immaculate you know, Conception of Mary. Will you accept this? I said, oh, yes, Michel. And 9 months after, I was ordained priest. And when I present the bishop, you know, to the, for, I thanks him for the ordination, I said, we have a normal bishop here. So everyone looked, said, why? I said, you know, all the bishops I know, they are pregnant during 2 years like elephant. This one was pregnant during 9 months like a real man. And the people laugh. So after a while, the bishop died, and he named me in you know, the seminary. He said, you have formed to be a formate of priest. It was a revelation for me. I said, oh yeah. He said, yes. And you will go in Montreal, meet the Sulpician father. I have no idea who they were. Sulpician? He said, yes. So I went there and I met the superior. And through the this event, you know, I was named by the bishop to be there. So I become a Sulpician, formator of priest during more than 10 years, I think. And during Christmas 2009, you know, the 24th of Christmas, nobody, they cannot find a priest to celebrate the Mass of Christmas in the Saint Michael of Vaudreuil, in near of Montreal. Saint Michael is my patron. So they phone me. Every time they phone me, every time they phone in the seminary, all the time they pass me the phone. I look like Carol sometimes. Without offense, Carol.
It is true.
So, you know, they passed me the phone. So they said, Father, we have nobody for our Mass. Can you come to celebrate the Mass for us? I said, where it is? They said, St. Michael of Vaudreuil. Oh, St. Michael, yes, I will go. And they were happy. And me also. So I went for the first Mass there. It was 8 o'clock. If my memory is good, you know, sometimes I lose the frame time. So then, it was a normal ceremony, you know, with the choirs and everything. And suddenly, something happened in the church. I cannot describe that. A Pentecost came. A Pentecost, you know. The people was just, they were just lift up, you know, in the church. And they start to sing with Pentecost. It's me. They sing in the same time they sing the Christmas song, and sometimes they switch in the tongue, you know, and they come back on the song. And me, I was, holy boy, I was so well inside of this, you know. I will say in my language, oh, now I have in my world. So they were singing so much, and we celebrated the Mass, and everything happened. It was so gorgeous, this Mass. That the people, you know, it was so strong that the people on the street stopped with the car. And they entered in the church. The church was packed, you know. And the second mass came. Then I said, we will have another like that. It will be my best Christmas, you know. And I begin the mass, electrify, and the Pentecost doesn't came. I learned something. When Jesus, you know, when the Holy Spirit, Jesus and the Father give you a little candy, he doesn't give you two times the same one. This is true. So, but something happened during my homily. Can you believe that? Somebody died. So, that lady was, we have three balconies in this church. She was in the third balcony. And I hear, you know, help, help. So from the third balcony, and I said, do we have physician doctor here? Four of them stand, and they ran. They were young. I ran after, you know. I arrived, I was like St. Peter with St. John. So St. John arrived the first, and Peter after. Have you ever seen to run for three balconies? Oh my Lord. So I went there, and I saw this lady who was laying down, and they tried to reanimate her, you know, like that. And I can. At that moment, everything disappeared around me. Everything disappeared around me, you know. And then I saw just this lady and the doctors who tried to reanimate. And after a while, they said to me, it's finished, Father, it's finished. She's dead. I said, what? Dead? Tonight? You know, in another way, you will ask me, what is the best day to die? I will say Christmas. But now, I cannot understand. I don't know why. It was entering in my head. So I said, no, it cannot be. So I kneel and I said, Father, what are you doing? This is the feast now, tonight of your son, you know. We are the night of Christmas, the night of life. How come this? She cannot be dead? She cannot be dead. I was arguing. And I forgot the micro. Everyone hear that. But me, I didn't see nobody around me. So. And I don't know why I put my hands like that on her chest. But she was dead, no problem. You know, she will not stand to say, hey, you touched me. So I put my head. And I said, in the name of the Lord, come back, you know. And I heard, so she came back, and she jumped, you know, in front of me. And she was, oh, I'm so well. I was never well like that before. I'm so well, Father, I'm so well. And I, ooh, 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 and I finally, I took her heart. You know, it's like a view. You know, so I took her arm and I said, stop. You must go to the, no, you must go to the hospital. And when you will go to the hospital, you will find nothing of you. So you will come back. And when you will come back, the big door of the church will open behind. And the steam of St. Lawrence River will enter in the church like a corridor. And you will pass through it. And suddenly, you will arrive in front of me. And I will give you the Holy Communion. She looked at me and said, yes. So they put her in the hospital. And, you know, it was the last one who are coming for the communion, on the line of communion. And suddenly, crack, you know, in the back of the church. This church have more than 100 years old. And this door was not open since perhaps 70 years, I don't know. And I saw the door behind opening like that, you know, with nobody who pushed on this. And the St. Lawrence steam entered because it was Christmas in Montreal, -20, you know, and the steam of St. Lawrence River was going like that. So it was entering as a corridor in the middle of the church, and suddenly she just appeared for the Holy Communion. And I gave her the Holy Communion, and at that time, when she received the Holy Communion, the people stand in the church and clap their hands, you know, so much. And I said, stay here. So, and I went there, and I put the host in the tabernacle there. And I came back and I said to her, now we must say thanks to the Lord. And we went to the manger. And then, you know, in front of the Holy Family there, we pray and we sing the Gloria. The Gloria is the song created by the angel for the birth of Jesus on earth. Since that moment, Gloria is everywhere. And it's the Pope, you know, the Pope Saint Felix, who introduced the Gloria in our liturgy. So, because I know that you are under the judge of the Holy Spirit, you will stand and we will sing the Gloria. Huh?
In excelsis Deo, gloria. In excelsis Deo.
You're good, huh? Thank you, Lord. And you know, the song of the Gloria is so important. And Jesus instructed me about that. He said that this song will cast out the devil everywhere. This song cast out the depression. This song cast out the misery of the people. So when you are under stress or something, you know, bad happened to you, and the people will look at you and say, they are crazy, but don't worry about their attitude. Sing. And after that, you will feel, oh my, I have received oxygen in my body. The grace of the Lord in my soul. Huh? So, and we continue, because it was not finished for me. So I entered to return to the seminary there. It was the 24th in the evening. So during the travel, I received the chaplet of the, you know, for the Eternal Father. The Eternal Father gave me the chaplet, and he instructed me all the way, and I was not able to stop to say, Our Father, who art in heaven. It was so deeply, I cannot explain that to you. The word was that I pronounced at that moment, Our Father, was so much inside of me that it was more than me. It was giving my life every moment that I pronounced this word, until I was arrived at the Grand Seminary and I was, you know, floating. You know, I entered in my room, I was floating, and I said to the Lord, we must sleep now, because tomorrow we have a long day. I have many celebrations, the Christmas day, you know. So I went to bed, and at 2:30 in the morning, somebody shake my shoulder. I was awake, and my bed was doing like that. So I awake, and it was beside me, Saint Benedict Joseph Labri. And I heard the voice. But this time, I know the voice of the Father, I know the voice of Jesus, I know the voice of Mary and my angel also. But you know, I assure you, this time, I cannot identify this voice, because it was so origin of everything, so deep. I was not sure. You know, in my head, it can be the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son who talk in the same time. Because, you know, when you look, when Abraham meet the three personages, they were talking the same time. And they talk three and suddenly one talk. They talk three and suddenly one talk. Read your text, you will see that. Plural form, singular one. So, it can be. And he said, stand. Go to your computer, it's really modern. Listen and write. So he gave me the constitution of this new fraternity for the church. And he showed me also, you know, where it will be, the land that we will have. And he take me and we fly away together so quickly. You know, I was over, you know, I can see. It was so nice, you know, I feel so well, you know, and we're flying over the land and I see and he showed me the river there. And after that, he came back and he said, look, and I saw the first monastery coming that we have now. And he entered me inside of this and I saw the room, how to do it. He showed me the roof and everything and what I have to do. And after that, we're going back out of the seminary, and he showed me the second one that I have to build for the year 2020. And he showed me this one, same thing. And he said to me, yeah, this is the one, you know, here. And he said to me that it will be the refuge for the future priest and the priest of this new area of peace that he wants to prepare for the renewal of the church. And our fraternity have three branches. One is for the renewal of the family, the Christian family, Catholic family. And also the second branch is for men and women who want to consecrate their life to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the third one is for the future priest. And I have one with me here. Come here. I called him my bodyguard. But can you imagine? I think we have Gerard here. Come here. Just there.
Gerard, are you going to go and be priest too?
Yeah.
I can you imagine?
Can you imagine I will have two bodyguards? It depends on your will.
That's right. No, the Father's will.
Yes. And this is Louis René. And Louis René is, first of all, we met him in a strange way that he will tell you later. But it's important because, you know, he's gifted. He has many gifted. And he's from a big family also. How many, Louis?
Half family, if we compare to Father Michel. We're only 11.
It's not so bad. And also, he's gifted with many things. He knows how to work on the farm. You know, he's degree in mechanic, heavy mechanic. And also, he's a teacher, driver teacher for the license for the people. And you will discover him later. And you, my friend, what are you doing here? It was in my heart to call you here. Yeah, I knew. He will come soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We must pray for him. Nine minutes, I'm okay. I'm just right in my time. So, and then, you know, he showed me all this, and he showed me that I will travel. Like he said, when I was young with my truck, you know, he came back on this. You know how he showed me that? I was in a plane, suddenly, with people around me, with different nationalities. And he said, there will be your future priest. So I saw many of them already. Yeah. And I said, thanks be the Lord, you know. And I returned back, and after that, you know, it was a struggle time, but he said, do exactly what I will instruct you to do. So he showed me how to write the letters, how to send the letters, who will need the letter. He showed me the, you know, deliberation that they will have when they will discuss my case. He showed me everything. I hear everything in advance. So when the thing came, you know, and the superior invite me to the restaurant there, because Sulpician father, you know. I was a little bit important for them, because I was vice rector, you know. It means that they invest big to me, they invest their future. And he tried in many ways to influence, and I was, you know, it was no more in my heart. So I said, no, I will, this isn't the, I pray that, I have many, you know, I have three bishops who make that discernment on this. I have a specialist in this, spirituality according to the new order. And I have also my spiritual sort of advisor. I was hoping at that time they will say no. Because, you know, the job was great. And at that moment I said, no. And he said, wow, but you know, I said, no, I know what you said. And I tell him everything. He will look at me, he said, how come you know it? You were not at the meeting. I said, I know more than that. And he gave me the letter. He said, I don't know why we have decided to give you this letter. We gave you this letter. We don't know why. It's stronger than us. So he gave me the letter like that. And he said to me, and I have assure you, I will never give you a penny. I said, this is the life. I said, you know, I ask for the Holy Spirit a discernment, and you answer me with the spirit of mammon. Yes.
He was.
And I go, you know, I stand and I go. But during that night, I must be off, you know, clear with you, I was afraid. Because when they show me everything, you know, and then the panic came in me. I said, Father, why me? You know, I have 8 heart attacks, I have cancer, 3 cancer, and I have, you know, many things, and now I'm not so much intelligent, you have younger than me, they are bright, why don't take them? And he said, the silence came. You know. And suddenly I was suspended in the middle of your universe. I can see the planets there, the constellation. You know, it was gorgeous what I saw. I never see something like that in my life, you know. And I was just like dust inside of this. And he said this word that I will never forget. You, oh my Lord, everything, you know, the cell of my body was vibrating. You, human race, that I have created with my love, you know. You, that the original sin, when he pronounced that, you know, I said, I died this time. You know, because I was reanimated 4 times, and I have 8 heart attacks. I died before, you know. So, but now I was sure that I will pass away. And suddenly, I said, I will die. When I think about that, I heard another the voice, Michel. And it was the voice of Jesus. I enter, I don't know how they do it, but just them can do that, you know. In a movement, I enter inside of the heart of Jesus. And in the heart of Jesus, I can hear the beat. You know, was passing. And I can feel the blood of the being passing through my being. And in front of me appeared the first part of, you know, the intern part of the heart, who was representing all the bishop, pope, and priest, or religious ordained. And the second part was all the religious community, you know, the second flesh there. The third one was all the baptized people. And at the, before the external one, you know, was all human being. And at the external part was all the universe, all the creation. And the blood of Jesus, you know, was passing through it and came back, passing through and come back. You know, it was so impressive. And he said, Michel, listen to me. Look now. And he showed me exactly the same thing that the Father showed me. He said, everything that my Father asked you exists already. God has no time. You know, we have time. And he said, exist already. You are just a servant. And I realized, I redone all my theology at that moment. I said, yes, I will do it, Father. And I came back behind my desk with my computer. And he continued to give me. And he gave me the vestment that we have, that I will explain later. The vestment that we have. He gave me also the medal that we wear, you know, the two medals that we must wear. And he gave me also others' information regarding the future of the world and the future of the church. Everything that he has said has been already done since that he has said that to me, you know. And year after year, I see every step is what he has said to me. So this is why, you know, this song that we sung together, Here I Am, Lord, you know, I have heard you, you know, calling in the night. You understand that it feels that I am inside of this song. We will sing together the third verses of this one. It will be the closing time for me. 1 minute and now, okay, you are. So it's with you. We stand and we will sing together at page 24, the third verse of this song, this nice one. Yeah. And this is the flame in your heart now. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go.